This isn't new light. This is an agreement with the other prophecies that identify Adventism at the end of the world. If you're familiar with the presentation we do in the purification of God's church on Ezekiel 8 through 12, chapter 8 through 12 describes two groups of people in Adventism, those that are going to bow down to the sun, receive the mark of the beast, and those that are going to receive the seal of God that are sighing and crying. And both groups of people there are in Jerusalem. And Sister White in Testimony, Volume 5, tells us Jerusalem is in the church, the Adventist church. In the Adventist church, there is going to be a religion that develops that these men that ultimately bow down to the sun in Ezekiel 8, a religious style that is developed and it escalates in its abominations in Ezekiel 8. And this escalation reaches the point where the character of those that enter into that religion is manifested at the Sunday law when they accept the worship of the sun by bowing down to the sun. But that religion, as Gideon is saying, is the legal religion. It's a form of godliness without the power. Sister White tells us the work that Nehemiah carried on is the work that we must do. The story of Nehemiah, the rebuilding of Jerusalem, is a parallel of Adventism. And in his story, we see powers that he needed to work a reform against, a Sabbath breaking that was going on, Nehemiah had to work a reform against. And of course, the Sabbath, if we're going to apply that part of the story to Adventism today, in its spiritual setting, not in its literal setting, the Sabbath is a sign of the Lord thy God which sanctifies us. Nehemiah is illustrating a reform that encompasses genuine sanctification, of which the Sabbath is a sign. Nehemiah sent those that would not turn loose of their heathen wives away to no more walk with Israel. The heathen wife, symbolically here at the end of the world in Adventism, is identifying the introduction of false doctrines. Just before the children of Israel went into the Promised Land, in Numbers 22 and onward, we see the children of Israel taking the heathen wives, once again illustrating that just before we go into the Promised Land spiritually, there's going to be an introduction of false doctrines within Adventism. And brothers and sisters, if a man has a legal religion, a religion that possesses no power, you can show in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy that it's impossible for him to hold up the standard of truth. If you are involved in a religion that is simply a facade with no power, you have no guard to prevent false doctrines from entering your experience. And this is part of the story of Adventism that is consistently demonstrated in the prophecies.